have any idea that it would go the way it did. However, I had always wanted to have a record store in San Francisco and as big one as possible. And I always, actually, oddly enough, had always thought that the best place to put a record store, my kind of record store in San Francisco, was out in that Bay of Columbus area, the Bucky Fisherman's Wharf. So, I mean, it was just one of those serendipitous things that just fell into place all of a sudden. To give you an example of how I did not expect it to be as successful as it was right off the bat, was that I was being sort of helped along by, because I didn't have a lot of money or a lot of credit, by a friend of mine in Los Angeles by the name of Sammy Ricklin, who was a wholesaler of records down there. And he was helping me with credit and what's her name. And I went down there and I told him I'm going to open a store in San Francisco and I expect to do $300,000 at least a year. He said, "You're totally nuts. There's no possible way that you could do $300,000 a year." First of all, it probably wasn't more than one store in the country that did anything close to that. And so I said, "Okay, I bet you $100." And 2 or 3 months later, he says, "You win," because we had surpassed that. It was pretty amazing. Just, again, it was an accident. I mean, who knew that would be commercially a success? Even though we sort of were conscious of what was happening musically and culturally in San Francisco, but we didn't know that we were going to get that kind of reaction.